أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم. In the previous ayats we read that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had dispatched a group of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to combat the Quraysh of Makkah at a certain place. And that was just before the month of Rajab, which is a sacred month in which warfare was not permitted. And the Sahaba on that expedition, they were out on journey and they were not aware that the moon was sighted and the month of Jamadul Ukhra, the month before Rajab, was a month of 29 days. Because they did not know about that, they thought it is still the month of Jamadul Ukhra, and therefore they proceeded with their warfare. However, it was, the moon was sighted, and it was a month of 29 days. And in this error, they had gone to battle during the sacred month, which the Quraysh of Makkah had made a big hue and cry. And then Allah Ta'ala explained, the gunas which the people of Makkah are involved in are much more greater than this, if it was a guna, but it was not, because it was done in error, it was done without them knowing about it. Anyway, the Sahaba who went out in that battle, in that jihad, they also felt guilty that we made this mistake. And they asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that this jihad expedition that we went on, will we get reward for that? Because we made this mistake, so is there any reward for us? Will we be taken to task for that? On that, this ayat was revealed, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بَيْشَكْ جُوْ لُوْكْ إِمَانْ لَايْ. Undoubtedly, those who brought iman, the believers. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. اور جنہوں نے ہجرت کی اور لڑے اللہ کے راہ میں. And those who made hijrat, migrated, and those who made jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala, referring to this group of Sahaba that had gone. For all those people, those who have brought iman, those who make hijrat, and those who strive in the path of Allah, and they made this mistake without them knowing. So that was overlooked by Allah. It was forgiven by Allah. So all of them, as Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. وہ امیدوار ہے اللہ کے رحمت کے. They are all in full hope of the mercy of Allah. In other words, the mercy of Allah is granted, is guaranteed for those people. Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy, fully for them. So they do not have to worry at all. They will get the full sawab of the jihad expedition. And not only that, the spoils of war which they had gained, that is, that whole caravan with all its olive oil, well, all the leather that was on it, and all the other things that were there, the camels that they had brought, all that, one-fifth was taken for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the deen, and the others was distributed amongst them. In other words, that jihad was accepted by Allah, the reward of it is by Allah. In this world also, all the spoils of war they had gained, that was also given to them. Then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. اور اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے. And Allah is most forgiving, oft forgiving. Continuously Allah forgives. A person must just turn to Allah Ta'ala, and together Allah doesn't only forgive, but after forgiving, He showers His mercy, His rahmat on those people also. So this is the great qualities of Allah Ta'ala. In this world, if anyone forgives anyone, it is just forgiveness. But after forgiveness, He doesn't shower favors on that person. He feels that I forgave him, that is more than enough. I did a great favor that I forgave him. But Allah forgives, and then Allah Ta'ala showers His favors on those people also. Yeah, also, the error terror of death, Allah had forgiven. And then Allah gave them the returns of the jihad in this world also. And in the akhirah, the great, great rewards of jihad, they will also get. From here also we learn that a person who, as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, there are many people who in their way, they strive to please Allah Ta'ala. But it is possible they make mistakes also in there. Many people take them to task for those mistakes. But they are earnest and sincere, but they make mistakes. If they will find Allah is oft forgiving, Allah will forgive them. Like many times, how many a person who makes namaz and he wants to please Allah, and he makes lot of namaz, but in the process, instead of 2 rakats, he makes 3 rakats. Or instead of 4 rakats, he makes 3 rakats. He makes errors like this. Allah will forgive all that. He is sincere. We try our best, but we do make mistakes. In everything, a person works out his zakat properly, but he makes an error in there. Allah will forgive all that. So the errors that a person makes, and especially unknowingly, Allah will forgive all that. And those people who, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also says, that person who makes himself appear very pious, and he takes everyone to task, don't look down on those people who are turning to Allah. They are perhaps ordinary people, they make their mistakes also, but Allah will forgive them very, very greatly. In that light we can understand that our old people who did not have much knowledge of deen, in fact it was such when we were in Germiston and the districts, the people should come for Eid namaz. And then when they, while in Eid namaz, in the namaz, if one person was coming still, in namaz they would say, Nya avi jani bhai, nya jagah chhe. They should talk in their namaz also, which is wrong. But it was in their ignorance. And they used to try to please Allah in their way. All that mistakes Allah will forgive. This doesn't give any person the license to carry on making mistakes. We should learn our deen, try and do it properly. But nobody is going to be perfect. Everyone is going to make error. Unfortunately, our nature is we look for the faults of other people. We should be looking at the good of others and look at our own faults. But we don't look at our faults, we look at the faults of others. Allah Ta'ala, when people strive in His path and they try their best, they do make mistakes. Allah will forgive all those mistakes. So we should look at the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, He who shows the most mercy after forgiveness. Allah is Ghafoorul Wadood. And why does Allah forgive so much? He loves this creation of His. This man which He has made, Allah loves this man. And when a person turns to Allah, Allah just, immediately Allah forgives that person. It is mentioned so much in the hadith that when a person starts turning to Allah, whole life he was committing sins. He was neglectful of his namaz, rozas, everything. He committed big, big sins. But now he turns to Allah Ta'ala. Now that he has turned, just on account of that, his whole past life, Allah forgives all those gunas. And not only forgives them, but Allah changes those gunas into good deeds. So merciful and kind is Allah. It is just for us to turn to Allah Ta'ala and not for us to criticize and find fault in other people. So Allah give us tawfiq to try our best to please Allah Ta'ala and not find fault. Of course, on the other hand, there are those people who are misleading the people. And those people, it has to be brought to the notice of the Muslims that we don't get misled by those people. But people who are making their own gunas in their way, that will be overlooked by Allah Ta'ala. But those who are leading people astray and leading them towards dunya and sin and to the life of the non-Muslims and the lives of this dunya, that which has to be brought to the notice of the Muslims so that they don't fall prey to all those things and they be on their guard. Allah Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of deen and then to practice on deen properly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.